I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. The Canadian elections produced a big first for our neighbors to the north. Justin Trudeau, the first son to follow in his father's footsteps to become prime minister. And here's another first from that vote. Ahmed Hussein, now poised to become Canada's first ever member of parliament of Somali descent. He's a member of the victorious Liberal Party, now elected to represent a district in Toronto that's home to many new immigrants. Ahmed Hussein, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, sir.
There are an estimated 150,000 Somalis living in Canada, I understand. So for them, this must be a really big deal that a Canadian Somali will now have a seat in Parliament.
Yes, it is. For a community that is relatively new and relatively, you know, insular, I think it really breaks new ground, and it shows that Canada is one of the greatest countries in the world where you can integrate quickly into the mainstream and be all you can be. And I think a lot of Canadians of Somali background and others who I've worked with, a lot of young people I worked with, have seen this victory as something that inspires them to achieve more.
You know, I took note earlier this week when Justin Trudeau gave his victory speech, the part where he described Canada as a nation of immigrants. You know, there's a similar narrative here in the United States, but we describe it as a melting pot. And Canada uses the term mosaic. What does the term mosaic mean to you? And what do you think is the difference between melting pot and mosaic?
So melting pot means you come and then you know, everyone just assimilates into one giant whole. Whereas in Canada, we say we encourage folks to cherish their heritage and their culture, but also try to embrace common Canadian values such as the respect for human rights, the respect for minorities. And the mosaic is really reflective of the fact that Canada is made up of people from all parts of the world. And we're really strong because of our diversity. Unlike other countries that have been pulled apart because of differences of religion and ethnicity, Canada has somehow managed to a large extent remain strong and united despite all these differences.
Yeah, you know, for a long time in the U.S., immigrants have gone back or held fast to their cultural roots. What has Canada gotten out of that kind of mosaic that you think has really benefited it?
We've really absorbed the best from people from different parts of the world. So I'll give you an example. The Canadian Somali community has a very rich history way back from Somalia of entrepreneurship, a willingness to take business risks in places that have been written off. And they've brought that to Canada as well. So if you look at one of the largest cities in Western Canada, Edmonton, they have gone into neighborhoods that had been written off and opened businesses, restaurants, shops, small businesses, and revitalized entire neighborhoods. And that is a testament to their entrepreneurial spirit. And that's an example of the kind of benefit that a mosaic approach, a multicultural approach, brings to a country like Canada.
Just to your south in Minnesota, Minneapolis specifically, there's been an alarming connection between young Somalis and Al-Shabaab, the extremists in East Africa. I don't know how big a problem that is in Canada, but it does suggest, some have said, a problem of assimilation. How well assimilated are Somalis in Canada?
I tend to use the word integrated. I think by and large they are. I mean, there was an issue with recruitment a number of years ago, but the numbers we're talking about are very, very small. The vast majority of the community is moving forward. They're integrating. The young people are graduating from colleges and universities. They are increasingly able to access jobs and professions. There are some challenges. There is an issue with recruitment, but there's also an issue with youth violence in general. There's an issue with unemployment for some of the Canadians of Somali heritage who have foreign-trained credentials. But those are the kinds of issues that I think a new Liberal government would be able to tackle.
Ahmed Hussein, a newly elected member of the Canadian Parliament, he's the first ever Canadian Somali to serve as an MP. Thank you very much for your time. I know you're a busy man. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.